Alexandra College, a private school for the young ladies of well-heeled South Dublin families nestled in the heart of Dublin 6. Its value is to inspire girls to live a good life, not to be a good girl. A challenge I accepted. I began my days at Alexandra College in 1998, at the prime age of 4. Dressed in an oversized red tracksuit with light-up runners and hair pulled tightly into a ponytail, I stood proudly at our front door, beaming excitedly for my first day of school. The memory of that day has, of course, long faded, but thanks to my dad, who captured this incredibly pure moment, I now look back and reminisce on my early days there. For the next 12 years, this was the establishment for my education. It's where I found my best friends, discovered my love of music and creativity, and my ultimate need for perfection. While I do have good memories of my days there, I look back and recall the unenjoyable ones more vividly. That smiling face soon faded and was replaced with dread, despair, and anxiety. I would do everything and anything possible to avoid going to school. I pulled the classics, like fake tears, a sore tummy, or laying my head beside the radiator in the hope of inducing a high temperature. Academics were not my strong point. I dreaded religion class, maths, and especially Irish. Miss Byrne was the Irish teacher. A petite woman, hair pulled rigid into a bun, who only ever wore black, and demanded we stand and salute her in Irish on her dreaded arrival. I can't recall ever seeing her somber frown break into a smile. The dullness and dreariness of her voice is embedded in my memory, as I would politely ask, "An will, ciadagum, dulgadi an lehris." And with a heavy sigh, she replied, "Is fader lot be tapped." I would hide in the bathroom for as long as possible to avoid my interactions with her. And it's the only Irish I can still say to this day. And Miss Mills, I shiver at the memory of her and how we treated her. Our religion teacher. The sweetest, most religious woman I have ever met. With her soft, gentle voice, she did her best with 30 unruly girls to teach us the word of the Lord, to be dedicated Christians, and to be good girls. Now, our year was christened the bad year, the disruptive year, and the wild year. Constantly playing pranks, we pulled together and disrupted every class where possible. We certainly did not fit the good girl category. And poor Miss Mills had no hope. But Fridays were the worst. On Fridays, we had our weekly spelling test. I can vividly see that green notebook full of misspelled words and red X's. I can still feel the butterflies in my tummy at the thought of those weekly spelling tests. Having memorized those words, I inevitably got them wrong, resulting in having to stay behind at lunchtime and rewrite them 3 times. Alex had the usual traditions. Our morning assembly is a key feature in my memory. Every morning, each class joined together to sit on a freezing cold concrete floor, read prayers, and sing hymns, which most of us mimed. Seated in chronological order, we dutifully received the sacred scripture from our leader, Miss Abrahamson, a woman who emanated respect. When it was your birthday, you were summoned to the front of the assembly and the entire school sang happy birthday. But before you could run for cover, Miss Abrahamson would pat you on the bottom as a congratulations for surviving another year. It was always a challenge to dodge that dreadful pat. While these are some of my memories, my dad has his own funny memories of Alexandra College. Every year on my birthday, he recounts the story of arriving at the unyielding iron gates to collect my elder sister, Maeve. He had arrived early, as to not miss my berth. The gates were locked, due to the British ambassador landing his private helicopter on our school hockey pitch. The panic and stress, he recalls, of the security guard's unwillingness to open the gate. "You better open that bloody gate," is a slightly more PG version of his actual words. He subsequently later found out that this was our school principal's husband. Maybe this is why I was referred to as Miss Karen instead of Mella. Long gone is that smiling, innocent face in the bright red tracksuit. And no longer do I need to fake a tummy bug. I do look back and appreciate how those early years at Alex have made me into the person I am today. Although I can never wear the colour red, my heart still skips a beat when someone calls for Miss Karen, and I always forget that it's I before E, except after C.